Hey, 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 welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Awesome. Today's topic is your environment matters as a home care agency owner or a future home care agency owner. Your environment matters. And the reason why I'm telling you that is from past experience, knowing like when I started the environment that I was in an environment where nobody else that I knew was taking the leap to be an entrepreneur, to be their own boss, no one that I knew. So I was in that type of environment, not that the environment was toxic, but nobody saw the vision. Nobody saw what I was trying to do and where I was going. So that made it difficult. And that's why today I want to let you know, if you just getting started, I want to let you know that your environment matters. And by the end of this podcast, you will know how to basically examine your current environment. And if your current environment is a good environment for you, then you continue growing in it. And also, maybe you're going to find out like your environment, your current environment is not in the environment that will help you grow as a business owner, as a home care agency owner. And as well, I will show you how to upgrade your environment and be in an environment that is suitable for the new you. Because as you enter this journey of becoming a business owner, you're basically entering a new stage of life. It's a new like evolution. You becoming the new you. Basically, you are becoming. So that's why that's what I will show you today. So if you're in an environment, like there's a old saying that says, you are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. And let me tell you, that saying is absolutely true. So let's say right now you're in a place where you don't like what's going on in your life, or you don't like the amount of money you getting paid. If you look at the five people around you, you are their average. So maybe you need to change your environment. But before you change your environment, the first thing this is my solution. The first thing is you have to examine the environment that you are in. So I want you to look at the five people that you hang out with the most, the five people that you call the most, the five people that are part of your circle. So I want you to look at those people and I want you to really be honest, okay? Because some of those people, they are going to be your family members. They are going to be people that you truly love. So this may be hard, but we're going to do what is best for you. We're going to put you first, right? And do what is best for you. So I want you to first make that list of the five people that you are very close to. They are the people that you call if something great is happening. They are the people that you call if something bad is happening. They are the people that you go to. So I want you to put those lists of those five people. And I want you to thoroughly examine those five people and look at them. Let's say I'm one of your five people. Let's say Sue is on the list. I want you to pick, do I add into your life? Do I add value into your life? Or do I take away from you? And if the person is adding into your life, I'll say put a plus sign next to their name. If they're taking away from you, I will say put a negative sign next to their name. And sometimes you're in the in-between, you're not sure. just put a question mark to their name. And as you go through that exercise, you will be surprised. So I know everyone has this person in their family that you're really close to, but the minute you pick up the phone and to talk to them, they have a laundry list of problems. You are happy before you talk to them. By the time you're done talking to them, you need to go to therapy. If you have that person in your life, you need to put a negative next to their name. And as you make that list, anyone with a positive, they can stay in your circle because they are adding value to your life. Anyone in the negative or who has a question mark, we need to keep them. I'm not saying to remove them from your life, but you need to keep them at a distance and don't give them VIP access to your life. Don't be as close as you are right now to them because they are not bringing in value to your life. So now, let's say maybe none of the five people made the list. So now, how do you find the people that will add value to your life? One of the ways you need to start looking, hey, what are your goals? You want to be a successful home care agency owner. You want to look for people who are doing the same thing with you. Or if they're not doing the same thing, they have that business mindset. They want to move forward. They want to own their own business as well. They're going to add value to your life. So if they are going to add value to your life, you're going to start making the list of the people that you need. And it may be somebody that you know right now that you admire. You see them online or you see them in your circle. You see them doing great things and you always wish, hey, I wish she was in my corner. Now you add those people names in your new list and then you start approaching them and let them know, hey, I'm building my circle. I really like your drive and I like to be connected with you. That's how you start upgrading your circle. And sometimes upgrading your circle may mean that you join a community of like-minded people. Okay. One of my mentors always say you pay for access. Lots of time I hear people say, hey, entrepreneurship is a lonely journey. It can be lonely, but there are amazing groups of entrepreneurs out there, amazing community of entrepreneurs out there that you can have access to for people to push you. But lots of time, those community are paid community in order for you to find the caliber of people that you want to add in your life. So sometimes you have to join a paid community in order to find those people. Sometimes you have to join a coaching group that has a community aspect of it, similar to the coaching group that we have, Home Care Agency Foundation. So in our coaching group, we have the coaching, but we also have a community aspect of it. So where every member that are in it, we are a community. We are going the same place. We are in this together. So there's that community aspect, and that community aspect is everything. Sometimes that may be part of the solution in order for you to change your environment. But your environment matters. And the best illustration I can give you, let's say you have a plant and you put the one plant in the soil. You water the plant, you take care of the plant, that plant will grow. And let's say I have another plant. I decided to put it on my desk and it's not in the right environment. Guess what? The plant will die. But both plants had the same potential of growing. The only thing that made it, like the only reason why this plant died is because it was in the wrong environment. And that's the same thing for us. When we have a goal, when we have a dream that we are pursuing, we want to make sure we are in the right environment because you have the potential, you have what it takes, but you need to be in the right environment where you are being watered, you are being poured into, you have a circle. As people, we love living in the community, so you want to make sure that you have the right environment. And if you're looking for a community, if you're looking for like a coaching program that has that in community aspect where you can be with like-minded people, I'm inviting you to check out our Home Care Agency Foundation program, which is our 6 month coaching program that we have, where we help you build the home care agency, build the foundations of the home care agency of your dream. But we also provide that community aspect where all of our clients are together. They support each other. They there for you to like answer, like be there as a answer question, be there as a support where you feel like you are not alone. So if you're looking for such a community, make sure you check our website, homecarebossesunited.com, homecarebossesunited.com. And there you can apply to work with us and be part of our community. We're excited. We can't wait to read your application. But make sure that you go to homecarebossesunited.com. And if you're listening here and you have a question that you'd like for me to answer live, what I'm asking you is go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating as well as a review. When you're writing your review, there will be a box there. In that box, you can add your question, whatever the question is, add it there, as long as it's related, of course, to the home care industry. Add the question there in that box. And if you want me to give you a shout out when I'm answering the question, make sure you put your first name, put your name there so I can give you a shout out. And we'll go from there. And all you have to do is hang tight and wait for me to answer your question live. So that's how I get to answer your question. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast. As usual, I appreciate you. Thank you for spending time listening to this podcast, being here with me. So thank you. I don't take you for granted. And I'll see you in the next episode.